In Northwest news from KPLU, the Seahawks are staying busy in the offseason. They continue to enhance their roster, and they learned this week that they'll get even more opportunities to do that during next month's draft. But sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that the biggest question about the Seahawks next season has yet to be answered.
Art, let's start with what's new on the players' front.
Well, we talked earlier about the acquisition of tight end Jimmy Graham from the Saints in exchange for Max Unger. In addition, they added a defensive back, Kerry Williams, who came from the Philadelphia Eagles because they let him go to take Byron Maxwell of the Seahawks for the same position. And the Seahawks more recently signed a defensive lineman from the Cleveland Browns, a guy named Atiba Rubin. And Pete Carroll says he's very excited about this guy. But then again, when hasn't Pete Carroll been very excited about a guy?
That's right.
And the other news more recently is that defensive end Michael Bennett has asked for an improvement in his contract. He completed the first of 4 years in the deal, $28 million total. And there is no history of the Seahawks renegotiating a player's contract in such an early stage. So I don't see a whole lot of progress there, and there might be a bit of a stalemate. And the other personnel development that was, I think, exciting for the Seahawks, because they love the draft like it's Christmas. They got four new presents. The NFL annually awards compensatory picks for teams who lost players in the previous year to free agency. And the Seahawks now have four additional picks for April's draft in third through sixth rounds. And that's something that John Schneider is really excited about. The general manager of the Seahawks loves the talent level in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth round.
So those are personnel moves, but let's shift gears a bit and talk about the emotional damage that remains from the devastating Super Bowl loss. Is Pete Carroll over it?
Well, he says he is. He has said it to many reporters, including this week in Phoenix, where the NFL has its annual meetings. And he said, "I'm so over it. And we're moving on." But he said, "I know we're going to get questions every stop, every time, and we're going to have to answer it. We have to deal with it. It's part of it." And I give Pete Carroll a lot of credit in this regard. I think this is going to be a motivational tool he's going to use not only for himself and his staff, but certainly for the players. And it's probably going to try to give cues to the fans to get beyond that play, which in my view was the most critical play in the history of the Super Bowl, and obviously from a Seattle perspective, the most devastating. It is going to be the story of the NFL season next year. Can the Seahawks get back to where they were and finish the job?
Russell Wilson threw that pass. He has since made a video for fans trying to explain and apologize, and it appears that he's taking it hard as well. And in the middle of all that, there is the word about his contract extension that's supposedly coming up.
Right. And there are many words about his contract extension coming up. I think the media and fans were all blind people grabbing different parts of the same elephant and having an entirely different experience. There are reports that the deal is imminent, and there are reports that it's not imminent, and that it's going to be all guaranteed, or no, it's not going to be guaranteed. And who knows? What I can say is that it will probably be a trend-setting and altogether remarkable contract. In the history of pro sports, there's never been a guy, I think, quite like Russell Wilson, who at age 26 has won one Super Bowl, nearly won a second, and is the most accomplished guy of his age, I think, ever to run a team. And even if it doesn't get done, Russell still has the fourth and final year of his rookie contract to play under next year. And so there is not anything that has to happen this summer to secure him, but it would be easy on the minds of fans, Carroll, and Russell himself if they get it done this summer.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.